where do the motherfucking cheese go at?
I don't know.
Where the motherfucking cheese go at?
Color of sky, Prussian blue. Scarlet fleece changes hue. Crimson ball sinks from you.
Not a body. Hello, everybody. I'm Paige Hopkins. An object investigators thought could be the body of Lacey Peterson turns out to be an anchor. Divers pulled it out of the Berkeley Marina today. The 27-year-old pregnant woman
myself. I want you to love me when I feel down. I want you above me. I search myself. I want you to find me. I forget myself. I want you to remind me. Ooh. I don't want anybody else. When I think about you, I touch myself. Ooh, I don't want anybody else. Oh no, oh no, oh no. I You're the one who makes me come. Running, sorry. You're the sun who makes me shine. When you're around, I'm always laughing. Oh.
sorry. where was I? Oh.
You were touching yourself.
I want to make you mine. I close my eyes. I see you before me. I think I'd die if you were to ignore me. A fool could see just how much I adore you. I get down on my knees. And while I'm down there, I'd do anything for you. I don't want anybody else. When nothing about you, I touch myself. I don't want anybody else. Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no.
Welcome to Side 2, the Sunday Morning Hangover. This is where things get serious. Not like that other stuff that we were listening to. Next one's for you, Brian, because you're leaving. Brian called and said he's going to be leaving Eugene for upstate New York, knowing when to leave by the Doc Severinsen Orchestra. But like I told you, we're going to take a turn for the serious here. So I hope you don't mind my melancholy mood in the next hour.
I was standing in a crowded bus the other day when a pretty girl stood on my toe. And as I gazed into her eyes of blue, this thought kept running through my brain. You need feet to stand up straight with. You need feet to kick your friends. You need feet to kick your socks on and stop your legs from frying at the end. You need feet to walk to scumble or to dance the hoochie-coo. Yes, the whole world needs feet for something, and I need feet to run away from you. Yes, folks, have you ever stopped to think what wonderful things feet are? Have you? Think of all the things you can do with just one pair of feet. If you hear a lilting melody, you can tap them. If you lose your temper, you can stamp them. And when you get home after a hard day's work, you can soak them. Yes, folks, feet are not to be sniffed at. So whether you're rich or whether you're poor, put your best foot forward, keep your feet on the ground, look the whole world in the feet and say, you need feet to walk, to scumfall, or to dance the hoochie-coo. Yes, the whole world needs feet for stomping, and I need feet to run away from you.
Right, I probably lost you all with that one, didn't I? That was The Soft Machine from their first album, with Kevin Ayers on vocals and Robert Wyatt on vocals, on drums. We Did It Again from the first Soft Machine album. That's when they were hanging out with guys like Jimi Hendrix. We're listening to The Three Sons, Syncopated Clock. Before that, we heard The Who, Magic Bus, Bernard Bresshaw, You Need Feet. You might remember that from the Ruddles movie. Started out with Doc Severinsen, Knowing When to Leave. This is the Sunday Morning Hangover. I got some letters and emails I want to read. Yes. First, Kara wrote, "Thanks, I've been waiting for years to hear KWVA at home. That I moved into Eugene, got my own home, able to tune in. Great show. You are the king of all hangovers." Which, I don't have one, so it's even better. Thank you, Kara. What else? Chris Anderson says, "Cool interview with Simone White, Debbie Siegel, listening in Berkeley." We love Berkeley and Simone White, says Debbie. My friend Steven Sena up in Portland says, "You were amazing with Simone, Mark. I want to catch that daycare show. Maybe bring my 3-year-old roommate as a date." And this really blew me away. I have a listener named Karen who drives in from Hoboken, New Jersey to New York City for a Sunday swim. And she listens in her car to the Sunday Morning Hangover in New Jersey. Thank you, Karen, for sending me all the great little tidbits about New Jersey. Hoboken has an ex-mayor now. Mafioso capital, she says, part of the armpit of the world. Wish I had a condo there. Pulaski Highway, others around Elizabeth, the Oranges, lived there for 7 years. So thank you, Karen, for listening to the Sunday Morning Hangover.
Knees are buckled. I'm a wreck. We'll go up with window shade. Carry big wooden club. Stone club. Carry diner's club. Looking for woman. Caved out woman. I don't make dates. I break dates. Ow! And when I find her with club on her head, then drag her into cave with wall to wall bone. Ah!
Ooga laga pinga poo. You use ambula. Ooga laga.
Crocodile fricassee, marinated tiger, chopped lizard liver, giraffe goulash on half shell. Oh, but still hungry! Hungry for woman! Ha! If woman young, I give her to one of my sons. Who my son, the witch doctor. Also, son of witch lawyer. Oldest son, witch dentist. 32 teeth, all in front. And with a drill.
Ooga laga pinga poo. We'll use ambula. Ooga laga pinga poo.
One more time with squealing.
Ooga laga pinga poo. We'll use ambula. Ooga laga pinga poo. Ah,
boo. Ooh. Caveman, have fever. Fever? Ooh, 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 ooh. Pat him on the bibbick. Jungle fever. See mirage, see two-car mirage. See woman running with birthday suit. Which it was my birthday. Beautiful long blonde hair. All on upper lip. Mustache, be back. Caveman, see dinosaur. Caveman, see Batty Page. Ooh, 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 what's that in jungle? A beast. No, it's a bird. No, a hound. No, 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 it's my cave. woman. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Key woman. Ooh, yeah. Fire. Ha, ha.
All set, your hero ship, sir. Then make way for Duck Dodgers in the 24th and a half century.
Hi, this is Jerry Todd. You know, let's face it, your vision is one of the most important things you've got. And it's important to look after the old eyes. You know, the origin of the word vision is video. And video plays a pretty important part in looking after your two cameras. So every now and then, this reminder to turn off the video. Go out and see what the real world has to offer. Well, daylight feels a lot different than the dam, that's for sure. And as you can see, it's three-dimensional. Not only is there video up front, but there's video on the sides and out the back as well. There's a speedometer here to look at, a rear-view mirror. Why, there's even a clock in here. Wish I had my sunglasses. There's a world of things to discover out there, to see live in person instead of your living room. These little devils are called Calico Oranda. I heard on Jacques Cousteau that they're a goldfish bred in captivity in Hong Kong. And they're fed all kinds of things. Bugs found in the water, algae, what have you. But the owner here at the pet store tells me that he feeds them the everyday fish food we've all seen advertised. Aren't they cute? Boy, it's terrific to see the way this dishwasher actually works inside. Makes me kind of want to be nicer to the one I've got at home, that's for sure. You know, I'd love to see this sucker tackle one of Priscilla's spaghetti dinners. You know, I was thinking, with a glass front dishwasher, it'd be fun to watch and see which one of the many detergents would be faster and more effective. Well, now, talk about exciting. Take a look at this. This is terrific. Put away the old chamois and the glove. Stay away from those coin washers and enjoy a good automated car wash. 46 liters of your favorite unleaded, hot wax thrown in for free. And listen to that. Not only do you get good video with this thing, but the audio on these things are absolutely amazing. I'm looking forward to the Japanese coming out with a TV that has audio like this car wash. And you get your car spanking clean. Listen to that. Yes, it's important to go out and see the real world and look beyond. This is Jerry Todd, and sometimes I find that the best video is had by climbing out onto the old roof and gazing up at the stars. Come on, you can find the time. And if you're worried about missing anything, just do what I do. Record everything.
Video. Use it. Don't abuse it.
Okay, okay, all your prisoners in your seats. There'll be no standing during a concert.
Yada, 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 yada.
Shut up. Now, the administration of Wholesome Prison is proud to present Johnny Hicks.
Prison. And when my boy grows up, he's gonna go to prison. I'll never forget the time I was in prison. One time I stomped a cop. You know about cops. They hang around in prison. Well, I stomped this cop. And that was when I went to prison. Before we start singing, I'd like to thank the warden for letting us come here today, and he asked me to make one announcement. The warden asked me to tell you prisoners that when the concert is over, we're going to march out in single file. Return to yourself. I keep a close watch on this watch of mine, 'cause they don't set me free till 1989. But while I'm here in prison doing time, the things I'm learning suit me real fine. And the warden is a real good friend of mine. While I'm in prison, the yard, yard, yard. I'll spend my days cheating at cars and my nights with a very friendly guard and the warden, a good friend of mine. And the warden, a good friend of mine. They teach me things to make me cope. I learn to make ashtrays, learn to make rope. I worked in the laundry, I dealt some dope. And I learned in the shower, never drop the soap. And the warden, a good friend of mine. And the warden, a good friend of mine. I can't wait for rehabilitation. I can go outside and use my education. Cause the things I learned in this here situation give me lots of ideas about my future occupation. And the warden's a real good friend of mine. And the warden is a real good friend of mine. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we're listening to the Mr. Peepers theme song, if you remember Wally Cox, ex-roommate of Marlon Brando. I love this song. Mr. Peepers by Bernie Green, but in reality, we just heard, not Johnny Cash, sorry. That was the Conception Corporation. That was for you, Brian, because I couldn't find any National Lampoon that was appropriate enough to play. Conception Corporation with the Wholesome Prison Blues, Jim Backus, Caveman, started us off. You know, I've been kind of goofy all day and everything else, but I really want to get serious. It's usually in tough times like this that I get goofy, because I want to let you know, seriously, I'm going to turn this music down a little bit. There's a friend of mine who is kind of ill, and I'm not going to, you know, embarrass him by mentioning his name on the air, but he's a member of, my crew, and I was kind of bummed out last week to hear about his illness. I won't even get into it. I just wanted to just take this moment to say that I'm thinking about you, David, and this next song goes out to you. This song's about a guy who listened to his CB radio and was able to talk to the Lord.
Well, I'd been driving for 4 days and 4 nights all alone. Through this old snow and up these old mountains just to get back home. And I remember calling on my CB all around, left and right. But I'm sure not a single voice ever heard me on this night. My old 18 wheels, all they were safely humming, soft and low. But then, just one turn, I guess it was covered with the snow. And all I ever heard was a 1,000-foot fall. And as I awoke, oh my God, I heard a stranger call. The night,
oh my Lord,
I talked to the Lord,
oh my Lord,
on my CB radio. Well, it must have been about 3 days later, an old man told me he'd heard a call. He said it come from over 50 miles away, nearly blew his speaker off the wall. And he told me how his soul was trembling when he heard the voice say, 15 miles just south of town, there's a good man, a trucking man, and his rig is down. The night I talked to the Lord on my CB radio, I thought the time had finally come for me to go. My soul was gone, I'd never see. Just because I talked to him. Yeah, I know I'm here. Just because I talked to him.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Back off them hogs. 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears was wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, says, here's the duck. We about to go a hunting bear.
Cause we got a great big convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a great big convoy. Ain't she a beautiful sight? Come on and join our convoy. Ain't nothing but a get in our way. We gonna roll this trucking convoy across the USA. Convoy.
You wanna give me a 10-9 on that, Big Ben? Negatory, Big Ben. You're still too close. Yeah, them hulk is starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears, and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke, with 1,000 screaming trucks, and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Hey, rubber duck, just sodbuster, come on here. Yeah, 10-4, sodbuster, listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite, and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't going to pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
Cause we got a mighty cowboy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a mighty cowboy. Ain't she a beautiful sight? Come on and join our
Ten four, what's your 20? Omaha. Well, the Oklahoma wants to get them hogs out there for sure. Well, mercy sakes, good buddy. We're going to back on out here, so keep the bugs off your glass and the bears off your tail. We'll catch you on the flip-flop. This here's a rubber duck on the side. We gone. Bye-bye.
He's got a heart of gold, but he keeps it locked inside. First to change her tire, or else offer he will ride. He answers every question with a grunt and not much more. If you try to cross him, he will give you the what for. When it comes to driving, there's so much I'd like to say, but I keep it to myself, cause he just looks the other way. It's don't drive too close, don't drive too fast, don't drive. Passion, and he's got the trucker's tan. He's everything you think of when you think about a man. He keeps his sideburns long because he says it brings good luck. I think he likes to look like Elvis when he's riding in his truck. It really doesn't matter what I think or what I say. If he hogs up all the road, won't folks don't get out of his way. Don't drive too close, don't drive too fast, don't you drive. So and he gladly let me out. I had a premonition and it made me a believer. He would drive off of that mountain like in duel with Dennis Weaver. When word came on the CB mangled record down below, I looked right up to heaven and I said, I told you so. Don't drive too close, don't you drive too fast, don't you drive.
Man, somebody screwed up. Those Rolling Stones, man. Those guys don't know what they're doing. Hey, hang on. Let's see who's on the phone. KWVA. Yeah. I've got a very happy customer on the phone, everybody. Sorry for laughing into the... Hey, I'm talking on the air and, like, trying to listen to this next track. Of course, the backing track for She's a Rainbow by the Rolling Stones from Satanic Majesty's My Favorite Stones album. Let's talk about what we heard. Before this, we heard a band called Yard Sale from Oakland. Three gals who I just love doing, well, typical women. They're always telling the guy how to drive. Hey, look, there's the next DJ. He's at the door trying to get in. Don't Drive Like an Ass is what they say. C.W. McCall before that, doing Convoy, and Ed Burnett, The Night I Talked to the Lord on the CB Radio. Reverend Mark Times, Sunday Morning Hangover. Where are we going? I know where we can go. We can play this.
Blow my mind and I'm in so deep that I can't sleep. good loving and I'm not to blame now. You got a hurt in the morning. You got a late in the evening. Oh, more than need ya. Hey, I gotta have it.
Yes, are you ready, Robin?
Yes, Batman.
All right, we're going to take the Batmobile out on Route 569. Yes, 569, Route 569. You know where Route 569 is? It's the Beltline Highway in here in Eugene. Yeah, here's the story. Originally, the route was called 69, but so many people were taking the signs that they had to change it to 569. True story. Why would somebody want a sign, a giant road sign?
Oh, hold on.
Power for the Batmobile.
Right again, Robin.
Okay, Batman.
Why would somebody want a big sign that says 69 on it, for heaven's sake? I don't get it. Anyways, you're listening to the Sunday Morning Hangover. I'm almost out of here. We got Mike coming up next, and Michael, I don't know what his DJ name is. Maybe he'll come running in here and he'll tell me. But you can write me, the Reverend Mark Time, at M-A-R-C-T-I-M-E at netzero.com. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on MySpace. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Blogspot. You can find me all over the internet. You can download shows at SundayMorningHangover.com. Remember, next week, my good friend Gary Mollica will be in Friday with me on the Snap, Crackle, and Pop Show at 8 a.m. Friday morning, and on the Sunday Morning Hangover on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. It's going to be a great show. I hope you enjoy it. Ow.
Your feet with a kiss in the air for the gods to receive. But if there comes a day you should turn your heart away, I'll be down on my knees. and